This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Baptist with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going to the surface of the planet Mars, and the experiment that long, long time ago was supposed to be DOA. But, Bob, what of InSight? What do we know right now about its energy level?
I had posted early last week their most recent energy levels, and it was still operating, but they had a communication session scheduled for December 18th, and InSight did not respond from Earth. The power levels have been declining, and so they had already told us that if it misses two scheduled communication sessions in a row, they were going to declare it dead. It has now missed one communication session. They have not said when the next one is, but it appears they were communicating with this about once a week. And if that's the case, sometime in the next week, if it does not respond to the next response, InSight will be declared a dead spacecraft. I suspect what happened in the week between contacts, more dust settled onto the solar panels and the power levels dropped again, and it was simply not sufficient to run the spacecraft, and it shut down. And if it shuts down for too long, this is what happened to Opportunity. Everything freezes, the batteries die, and it just cannot turn back on. So that's where we stand now. It's generally, I suspect, it's dead.
We go from InSight, which never was a rover, to the rover Perseverance, and Bob has a projection of its path in Jezero Crater. Is there anything different about the path now, Bob? What are they anticipating?
No, this is actually the first time they've released to the public their nominal planned route to climb up onto the delta that flowed into Jezero Crater many, many eons ago. Up until now, they've said roughly where they're going to go up, but they hadn't given us any route. So I saw that they had published a route, and so I put it up on Behind the Black so we can see where they plan to go at some point. And that's coming up because Perseverance is about to cache or deposit on the surface the first 10 core samples it has taken for later pickup by a future Mars helicopter for return to Earth. And so that they're beginning to get to deposit the core samples they've taken from the floor of the crater tells me that they are getting ready to leave the floor of the crater and begin to climb up onto the delta, and this is the route they're going to take, John.
And right now, is it the green dot or the red dot where it is?
The red dot on my map on Behind the Black that you can see is where Perseverance presently sits right now. The green dot is where Ingenuity presently sits, according to the most recent map from the teams. However, it's supposed to have done a flight this past weekend, so it's probably not sitting at that spot. They just haven't updated their map.
And it's climbing up on that black line. That's where it's headed.
That's right. The black line on my map is where they hope to go. Obviously, just like with Curiosity, it never ends up exactly that, but that's the approximate route they're going to take. If you look at the black line, there are three dots along that line. Those are the places they are planning likely to do additional core samples as they go up.
Dust devils. Bob speaks of them as if he's talking about a vacuuming problem on Earth, but in fact, there's an image of them on his site. I've never seen this image before, Bob. Why are there parts that are thick black? Why are there parts that are thin black? What does that mean?
Well, every line, this is a shot looking down on the surface, and every dark line you see, thick or thin, is a track from a dust devil. I've posted similar like things before, but it's a cool image, and I decided to post it. It's also at a location on Mars, the center of Argai Basin, which is one of the big, big, big impact basins on Mars. And the fact is that there have been very few images, high-resolution images, taken inside Argai Basin. For some reason, the scientists just have not been that interested in studying this region. So this was almost a random picture taken simply to maintain the temperature of the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter camera. And they do that periodically just to make sure they take pictures on a regular basis to keep the camera temperature where it should be. And when they do that, they just pick a random spot. So this is a random spot, and boy, look at all the dust devils. And it's interesting because the dust devils congregate to this location, but then they even congregate closer. They favor the northern and eastern slopes of a hill, but not the western and southern slopes for some reason. Why? Who knows? It's just the mysteries of Mars, John.
Bob Zimmerman keeps the website Behind the Black.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.